The West African country of Mali sure knows what al-Qaeda looks like in 2012. After a coup in Mali this past March, militants linked to al-Qaeda took over the northern part of the country, and that has brought tourism to a virtual standstill, hurting a huge part of the economy. Tamison Ford reports from the historic city of Ségou.
The engine of the brightly painted Panasse, a wooden boat handcrafted with a swooping wicker canopy, slowly starts up. Modibo Balo has been taking tourists out on the wide, stretching Niger River for more than 12 years.
When the tourists are coming here, we take them to show them the pottery villages, fishermen villages, and from there, where there is the tomb of the king of Ségou, and we show them the first mosque of Ségou.
Ségou is the capital of the ancient Bambara kingdom and the start of the tourism trail in Mali. From here, tourists can travel down the river through the arid lands of Mali to Mopti and Gao, finally reaching the magical and historic region of Timbuktu.
And how many tourists have you had in your boat today?
Today we didn't get any tourists.
And yesterday?
Yesterday no tourists.
So when was the last time you had a big group of tourists?
Last time it was in the last February. From that time to now, there is not any tourist who's coming here.
It's a similar story all over Ségou. Hotels are laying off staff or closing down altogether. Boutique riverside restaurants are empty. And the tourist guides and craft sellers sit around drinking green tea with little to do.
So really, this crisis, I don't know what to say, but we are suffering. That's really 100% sure, because our job is tourism. If there is no tourism, we don't know anything to do.
Tourism is Mali's third biggest revenue generator. Close to 170,000 people visited the country last year, each spending more than $100 a day. Only about 7,000 came through in the first half of this year. That's a huge blow for the economy. Ousmane Agrissa is the Minister of Handicrafts and Tourism in Mali.
Effectivement, par rapport au passé à cette période,
if you compare this period to the past, it's the opening of the season and there should be lots and lots of tourists in all the towns, in all directions. It is true there is not one single tourist now.
In the capital city of Bamako, only two of Dala Sininta's four tailors have come in today. There isn't enough work for the others. It's the wedding season, usually the busiest time of year for clothing stores like this one. It's not just people working in the tourism sector who are facing hard times. It's everyone. With less money circulating around the country, there is less for people to spend, meaning fewer profits for businesswomen like Dala.
The customers don't come because of the lack of money. People don't have money and the country is not working.
The carpenter's workshop behind Dala's store has shut down, laying off 18 of its 20 workers. The small money-changing kiosk up the road is struggling to find tourists with the much-needed foreign currency. Everyone is quickly beginning to feel the pinch. For NPR News, I'm Tamison Ford in Bamako, Mali.